Hey, welcome to the Learn, Transform, Grow podcast, where I bring you advice, strategies, and stories from my life, past clients, and the mental mindset work I do daily to help you flourish and pursue your ambitions. If you're ready to learn, then I'm ready to teach. Grab your notebook and let's learn, transform, and grow together. What's up, you guys? How are you? I hope everyone is still on track with their New Year's resolutions, their goals. I know I am, so I'm hoping you guys are too. Today's episode, I wanted to talk about because I did have some questions about this. Actually, this was last year, and I decided that I was going to do the episode for 2022 because I know everyone is starting fresh and they're wanting to make changes. And this is something that it's kind of an unpopular opinion. It's something that I actually went through during my journey. So I kind of wanted to blend the two together because the idea of overeating is just overeating. There's no way around it, right? It doesn't matter if you're overeating Twinkies. It doesn't matter if you're overeating broccoli. The thing is this, when you are overeating, you're doing it because of a physiological response to something. So I think there's a misconception about binge eating, right? Like this misconception of it's just about weight gain. I can't, if I keep binge eating, I'm not going to lose weight, which that is something that I talk about and is actually true. But can you binge on healthy foods? And the short answer is yes. And so when I was thinking about this, to make this podcast episode something that you can actually be like, oh my God, and it resonate with you and you get value out of, I started thinking about all the new diets because obviously it's the new year. So you have every diet trend out there promoting themselves on commercials, and I'm sure in your Facebook feeds and Instagram feeds. And here's the thing. I did my research on a lot of them, and weight loss programs that offer quote-unquote free foods or weight loss programs that offer a color system of, you know, you can eat as many green foods as you want, or you can eat as many purple containers as you want, right? Only create more binge eating, right? Like I said earlier, it is possible to overeat and binge on fruits and veggies. It's also possible to overeat on beef and chicken and tuna, right? In my opinion, this is a potentially harmful theory when it comes to guiding people to create a healthy lifestyle and choices, because you are these programs, that's what I'm going to say, these programs are kind of preying on the fact that, you know what, if you follow our rules, right, and if we know anything about creating a healthy lifestyle, ending your struggle with binge eating, getting rid of rules is what helps you stop binge eating, right? So many of these for-profit weight loss companies, they prey on you because one, they know that you're desperate, right? You're desperate to get your food and weight under control. But what they don't really look at, and I don't care, you know, if they are psychology based or not, what they really don't look at is your behaviors, right? They don't really take the time to one-on-one with you to figure out, you know, what is the physiological need that this person has. And that's the approach that I come with. That's the approach that I know many other binge eating coaches come with, because that's what works, right? So again, you have these big box companies that are for profit, and they, you know, they promise you, you know, you're going to get your food under control, you're going to get your diet under control, you're going to get your binge under control. but that they have these rules, right? And these rules make you think otherwise of things, right? So you can eat as many green foods as you want, right? Whatever the color scheme is. So then it automatically makes, you know, red and yellow seem bad. So if you overeat on, you know, red or yellow as you're logging food throughout your day, now you've done something bad. Or same thing with the containers, right? If you overeat on orange and yellow containers, you're doing something wrong, you know? And that's the thing that gets me. So, and it gets me because I know what it's like to binge eat, right? I used to do it. I used to do it because I was depressed. I used to do it because I was happy. I used to do it simply because I liked certain foods. And the thing was, is that I hadn't yet comprehended the concept that I could have the food, any food that I wanted in a healthy portion, and then have it again sometime in the future, right? I, in a physiological sense, thought food was scarce, that I couldn't have it at any time, right? And this was all due to the on-track, off-track mentality created basically by every diet created, right? It was due to the forbidden foods versus the yes foods or no foods versus sometimes, right? There was all these different rules that every diet created, right? And I know you know what I'm talking about, right? I don't need to mention names of diets, but you know what I don't know what you know what I'm talking about. There's this there's just this voodoo taboo against eating different types of foods, right? Your favorite foods become forbidden, right? Don't eat the cookie, instead have endless amounts of raspberries. And here's the thing, when I was binge eating, I didn't want raspberries. I wanted the damn cookie, right? But no, because cookies are forbidden. They're a red food. They're a no food. You can only have that once a month type food, right? So instead, I overate on, you know, the ruby red fruit of raspberries. Or if you subscribe to my email, you read the email about me eating all the pickles, right? I ate all these foods because I couldn't have what I wanted. And that's the thing. These companies, they kind of prey on you about this, right? And they get you to get your claws into their way of thinking. And then once you succeed and then you leave them and then you fail, right? Quote unquote fail, because you start eating your foods again because you've been forbidden to eat them for so long, right? 12, 16 weeks. And then you think, oh gosh, I need them again because they worked. They didn't work. If they worked, right, you would never have an issue. You would never feel that way about foods. And so, you know, like I said, when I was going through this, I may not have had the cookie, but if we think about the things that I could have, right, like raspberries or pickles or broccoli or, you know, tuna, there's never too much meat that you can have. I may have lost weight, right? But I wasn't miserable. And I was overeating on these raspberries and pickles and lean meats. But I still only wanted the cookie. So after I ate, you know, all of these other foods and not feeling satisfied and then feeling like, you know, worthless, useless, a failure, my response, the physiological response that had not been addressed, is I'm still going to eat the cookie, right? So not only have I overeaten on fruits, veggies, or a meat, I still am going to get the cookie, but now I'm not going to eat just one cookie, but now I'm going to eat the box of cookies because screw it, right? And if we know anything about weight loss, first off, to talk about weight loss, we know that if you consume more calories than what your body needs, you're going to gain weight. And if we know anything about binge eating, we know that when we resist our temptations and our urges, we only go for what we aren't supposed to have anymore, right? When we have that resistance, right, we only perpetuate the urge. And so then eventually we give into the urge, but we don't give into it by eating one of the things. We give into it by eating all of the things because it's a psychological thing now going on in our brains. It's a protection going on in our brains that wants to keep us, you know, safe and alive, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. If you've listened to any of my episodes, right, what's happening is your brain is actually functioning the way it's supposed to. So when you do give in and you do go overboard, it's not bad and it's not wrong. What's wrong is following these diets, right, that want you to just consume the quote unquote healthier foods because this is going to stop you from having cravings and this is okay because you won't gain weight. And I'm here to tell you that that is false. So if you've ever questioned, can you binge or overeat on healthier foods? Again, the answer is yes. So the takeaway here, you guys, is no matter if it's a blueberry, Greek yogurt, or carrots, there's no such thing as a free food, right? Overeating is overeating, and binge behavior is still binge behavior. And these are actions that anyone wanting to lose weight and or manage their eating and food choices must examine. So I would like to know from you, right? After you listen to this podcast, I would love, love, love if you would share it on your social media and also tell me, right, on your social media, share the podcast and tell me, you know, have you tried a diet where there is free foods or color systems or type of rules that you had to follow, and if it worked for your binge behavior and weight loss? I would love to know because, you know, like I said, I've been through these trenches for 20 plus years. I've tried it all. I've done it all. And nothing has ever really worked except for the process, the blueprint that I physically put myself through that has allowed me to not binge eat for the last, gosh, 6-7 years. So that's it for today, you guys. I will talk to you next week. Until then, reclaim your power and do good things. Bye. Hey guys, did you enjoy today's topic? If something in this episode resonated with you, I would love it if you would share it on your social media. The more people that get a chance to listen means the more people I get to help. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for another episode.